Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Monday. Kyle Brusten Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me, happy as I've seen him in a long, long time, is Kyle Wallace.
Yep, never panic, baby. Don't panic. Jordan Love is here to save the day, baby. Go, Pack, go.
Longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up Bradley Nortman.
Oh, it really was a blast watching the Packers on Thanksgiving. And all week this week, I'm wearing one right now, I'm going to try to dig up my division championship t-shirts, cool. Because that's going to be the theme of the week.
Cool.
We're going to get that a little bit later. But
authentic, huh?
This is for the division now, boys, to some degree. Yeah. Almost certainly, that's what's on my mind.
I thought you were celebrating the Panthers being tied for first place.
That's also, they're tied for first. Yeah, that's also, it's a dual celebration. And the Jaguars also tied for first.
Look at
life is good in the NFL landscape.
Look at this guy.
Making up for the trash Badgers, but hey, on the NFL side, it's going pretty well.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liz is more, and it is Packers-Bears week with the Bears in first place.
No, that's true. That's factually
true. Congratulations.
But not just
the
first
place. The season isn't over. First number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah, look at them.
Or the NFC, yeah.
From the bottom to the top. Started from the bottom, now they're here for now.
Yeah, for now, for sure. YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison. Again, if you want to get involved with any of your thoughts, it's open for you at the Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776. Who had a better Thanksgiving? Matt LaFleur or Jordan Love? Because Love is throwing dots. And Matt LaFleur put his chest out. I'm not saying Matthew Mouse. I'm saying Matt LaFleur. Because Matt LaFleur was the head coach of the Green Bay Packers who Dan Campbell. He made some big time calls. And the players also did deliver in those moments. While it looked scary on 4th and 3. The sure-handed Dontavian Wicks came through, but Matt LaFleur put his fingerprints all over that game and had a big part in the Packers' victory over the Detroit Lions. So who had a better Thanksgiving to you guys, Matt LaFleur or Jordan Love?
Well, to me, it is Matt LaFleur. I mean, I look at what he did, particularly in the environment of criticism that he's been experiencing this year, rightfully so, because the Matt LaFleur that we've come to become well acquainted with, not only this year, but think about years past, fairly conservative, vanilla play calling. There's really a disconnect between what this team is willing and wanting to do and what he's going out there and calling. That's why I'm saying Matt LaFleur. Jordan Love, I expect performances like that out of Jordan Love. I was not surprised whatsoever. But Matt LaFleur, he surprised me for the better. 3 for 3 on fourth downs. I mean, he, like you said, out Dan Campbell himself, also efficient on third downs. So not only like the bravado and the confidence to go for it on fourth down when there was true risk of doing so at the end of the game, when it was still a one score game, obviously, going for it on fourth down to put the game away and not just punting and letting them be able to get back into the game. I mean, in the red zone when it was fourth down and they decided to go for it. Could easily kick a field goal. Maybe they weren't quite in the red zone, but that touchdown pass to Dontavian Wicks, you have to give him so much credit for the confidence in his players. And I thought the game plan, it was an incredibly balanced game plan, but one that was more tilted toward Jordan Love and Jordan Love's skill set to be able to go out there and just cook, cook, cook. So it's Matt LaFleur. He had the most to gain. And he certainly gained that on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Jordan Love was magnificent. I mean, Matt LaFleur, he cooked, but Jordan Love was, I mean, top chef that you could find on Thursday. What he did and what he put on display, 4 touchdown passes on Thursday. I mean, they were magnificent. He had a 51-yard bomb with a capital B, capital O, capital M, capital B to Christian Watson. And then on top of that, the fourth down composure and the fourth down completions that he had on the goal line, the touchdown to Wicks, the touchdown to Dobbs, and then the touchdown, oh, it's not touchdown, the first down to put the game away, fourth and three, clock ticking down a little bit. And what did the Green Bay Packers do? Matt LaFleur said, I'm going to put the ball in Jordan Love's hand, and he delivered for the Green Bay Packers, putting that football game away. I'm telling y'all this right now. He was sacked zero times. What he was able to do came down to execution. The Packers, when Matt LaFleur, people have talked about the Green Bay Packers this year offensively, have not been able to execute in a consistent way. And Jordan Love on Thursday was extremely consistent. And this just shows you win with Love. If you let Love cook, if you let Love have the offense run through him, these are the results that you are going to get. So, yes, Matt LaFleur was aggressive. He had a great game plan. But it takes for a leader like Jordan Love to execute the game plan. And that's exactly what Jordan Love did. So LaFleur did great. But Love did better, baby. I'm telling you, that game was won because of Jordan Love, and now the Green Bay Packers have the formula. They have the Super Bowl formula. Win through the arm of Jordan Love.
Yeah, I think for this question, who had a better Thanksgiving, I'm going to go with Matt LaFleur because, again, you said he had the most to gain, Brad, in this, and I agree. Like, Jordan Love, I think we, if you look at it, he's number one in the NFL still after week – gosh, I'm losing my weeks – 13?
This week 13,
this week 13.
Yes. Going into 14.
In EPA.
That's crazy.
He literally, on the expected average of what someone would do on any given play, Jordan Love continues to lead the league in that category of being somebody who's doing more than any other quarterback in an expected average play. Whatever the situation is, he is delivering from that. And so we've seen that trend. We've seen him playing well. We've talked about how, like, completion percentage is up. He's not turning it over. He's been, like, we do our poll. It might be a good day to do it, Strofe. Is Jordan Love through the week 12 of the season been elite, great, good, or average? But he's been teetering on he's been great, right? We know he's been great. And to not choose elite is okay because that's some coveted company, but he's inching his way towards wanting to be in that conversation, which I know on Sunday Karma, Kyle Wallace, Craig Karmazin, Alex Strofe, Greg Scalzo, they're talking about, is he an MVP finalist? So, like, again, these are all things that I know we've talked about. What we've talked about more of, though, is Matt LaFleur and the frustration of running the football with Josh Jacobs, and ultimately as well, he's in charge of the whole team, so even if Jeff Hafley cooked on defense, Matt LaFleur does get, as the head coach, credit.
Yeah, he does.
They have done a phenomenal job. Jahmyr Gibbs does not touch the Green Bay Packers. He destroys everyone else, but they made it so damn tough for him that the game plan played out perfectly, like it did in week one, where you invested in somebody in the name of Micah Parsons to chase after Jared Goff, make him uncomfortable. And ultimately, that paid off. They weren't able to find a consistent rhythm in, like, I mean, they had it obviously in spots with Jameson Williams, but they never were. I never felt like the Lions had confidence
disjointed
in themselves. Like, the Packers took the Lions into a spot where they had to always be crazy creative in order to make something happen. They couldn't just go to their bread and butter and say, we're just going to run the ball every single time, and you're not going to stop us. They took him out of their comfort zone. So Matt LaFleur, going into that game, the talk was they haven't beaten good teams. Well, you know what? Doesn't matter anymore. Carolina's winning, whatever. The Packers are right there to win the NFC North, and they have how many wins, Kyle?
8 wins.
And if they beat the Bears, where will they be?
First place.
And right, looking at a number one seed potentially with the Rams lost to the Panthers. So when I look at this, it is Matt LaFleur hands down having a bigger Thanksgiving than Jordan Love. And it's not because Jordan Love didn't have a big Thanksgiving. It's Matt LaFleur delivered with a lot of question marks of, like, you know, this, you know, they kind of beat them. It's been defense. You know, is he not letting Love loose? Everything came together perfectly for the Packers on Thanksgiving.
You know, it really did, Ben. And I just think about Matt LaFleur to further his case that he had a great Thanksgiving, but it was a great week leading up to it. You know, what a team does after a bye, when they've had a lot of time to rest, what they have to, what they do on very short rest, right? Like on a Thanksgiving week. Those are interesting areas to like judge coaching and how well you're able to prepare a team. Matt LaFleur is proving that on these short weeks, he can put together great game plans with minimal film, minimal preparation, and get his guys ready out there to play. I think about Thanksgiving 2 years ago, the Packers took it to the Lions. Last Thanksgiving, took it to the Dolphins.
I mean, they froze them Dolphins.
And the Packers, they sure did. And the Packers on this Thanksgiving, from the moment the first snap occurred, they looked like the better team. Even earlier in the season, week two against the Commanders. Yes, we know that maybe they aren't the NFC championship team that they were, you know, last season, but they are a quality team that you're able to beat on a short field. Or a short week. So Matt LaFleur using a short week, which is normally minimal preparation. How much can you actually handle your guys? He knows exactly what they can handle on a short week in a tough environment that Detroit is always used to playing on Thanksgiving, and they cooked.
But when you have an elite quarterback, it opens up for you to be able to have
elite
that.
Elite quarterback. When you have an answering the poll?
Yeah, you already know. You already know how I felt about Jordan Love. I said Matt LaFleur has been holding Jordan Love back, and in that he had been holding his football team back, and Matt LaFleur holding himself back. And when he unleashed Jordan Love, he was able to allow for this Packers team to absolutely take it to the Detroit Lions. They were able to dictate the flow of that game. They were able to put the Detroit Lions on their heels early in that game, and that is because of Jordan Love's ability, right? And so that's why at the end of the day, again, everybody gets an A. Everybody gets an A for that game. Special teams, offense, defense, coaching, everybody gets an A. But this team does not win that football game if you do not have a quarterback the caliber of Jordan Love. We better start appreciating what we have in this guy, because you see what these other teams, think about all the guys that signed the contract around him. Remember Trevor Lawrence getting that 50,
Tua, Trevor,
or even Jared Goff, all got these $50 million. And when you look back to that offseason of who signed what, which quarterback you taking? Who's living up to that contract? Who's the guy that has the trajectory that's pointing up in the direction of him being an elite quarterback? It is Jordan Love. And again, Matt LaFleur has a lot to do with that, but Jordan Love being able to execute the game plan makes this team a Super Bowl contender. This was a huge victory, and again, it is because of Jordan Love's ability in the pocket, his ability with his arm, and his ability as a leader has led this football team to sweeping the Detroit Lions.
And I'll say this too, with sweeping the Detroit Lions, it proves that it's not a fluke. It proves that, it shows that this week is obviously huge with the division implications on the line, but Detroit Lions, like, they're still full of a bunch of studs. I know that they lost both their coaches and a couple of injuries and things, but they're still a very good team.
You got to go out and play a good game to beat that team, especially with how they'd been reeling, had been losing games, and where they are in the standings. Like, this was a, they're in a do or die spot, and they're close to dying. Dave from Aaron chimes in. I will say Love is not only crushing Carathon, but he's becoming Mr. Thanksgiving.
He is.
You're talking about who's carving who? Favorite holiday.
Hey, undefeated on Thanksgiving, and his stats on Thanksgiving are fantastic. He's been magnificent. I'm telling y'all this right now. Hopefully this was the time that Matt LaFleur finally says, I'm going to win and lose with Jordan Love. The complimentary football comes with the offense having a great passing game with a great running game that they can lean on after. Josh Jacobs is going to be okay, but it should start with the arm of Jordan Love, because we see what the results are. We have not seen where the Green Bay Packers of late have lost when they allow for Jordan Love to do his thing.
And the thing is,
well, do his thing is
this season they have not. When they put the ball in his hands, he ain't losing.
I'm just saying it's easy to say like let him cook. I mean,
he closes out games, Ben.
Whoa. Well, I don't know why you're yelling. I'm going to be on your side.
You were taking too long. Come on now,
I was taking too long.
Listen, Ben.
Yeah.
Listen.
You need to agree
faster.
Come on,
get it out.
In 2023, they were amazing because of Love.
Yeah.
And it's been fascinating for me to watch this. And what was part of my frustration of Matt LaFleur running the damn ball so much with Josh Jacobs was like, we talked about it. This team will go as far as he takes them, but you got to let him take them. If you give the ball to Josh Jacobs so many damn times and you're in third and four and you're putting him in a spot where they know he's going to pass, like, you know what I mean? Well, like, you got to let the guy throw on first and second down a couple times so he has to find some rhythm.
Preach.
That's my criticism of Matt LaFleur have been like, dude, man, why are you doing the same thing over and over? And everyone's got your blueprint. And if you take away the just like, we're just going to do this, like, again, Josh Jacobs is also very good, but when Jordan Love gets the ball and he drops back, there is a level of confidence that everyone has not had since the end of 2023 that we're now seeing again. Well, he doesn't turn the ball over. You have trust that he's going to make the right throw. Of course, no quarterback is perfect. But when it lets it go, I'm not thinking, oh, crap, what's going to happen? I'm thinking, all right, something good's probably going to happen.
Well, that's why it's so surprising it just took this long, because I really believe with Matt LaFleur's mind and Jordan Love's abilities, they have the possibility to be a top, not even top five, a top three duo of offensive prowess in the NFL, right? They could be like a, you know, an Andy Reid and Holmes. They could be like a Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford. There is no reason that Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love can't be like that, but Matt LaFleur just got to let Love cook like he done Thursday.
Victory Monday is brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza, with delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's Urban Pie, and Screamin' Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer. I found Palermo's in my freezer after driving 6 hours from St. Louis after Thanksgiving, and I was like, I don't want to cook, I don't want to clean, so it was Palermo's last night for me. Let me tell you, Bears fans are absolutely scared bleepless of this game. I've seen enough. I walked around the office. We got about 7 or 8 of them walking around, and I can already tell they are scared of this game. Don't let their words on computers or Twitter as they type like little trolls and bots, because they finally have something to celebrate about. They are scared for Sunday. I will confirm with this statement on the other side with some knowledge that I've learned from people in our office next.
This is Kyle Brosten Nortman, KBN.
I can't believe she delegated the weeds.
I can't believe Brad just called my woman a cat.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's an app.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur does confirm what most knew or thought would happen. The ankle injury for Devontae Wyatt is indeed season-ending. The plan for Jaden Reed is to see where he's at by the end of the week. Still needs to get the final medical clearance to play. And Matthew Golden could also potentially play Sunday. This is all for Rob Domofsky, our guy on Twitter. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Strofe's running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. This is more. And we are on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Now, Bears fans are scared bleepless for this game. I have noticed there's a quiet group that are in first place in our office. There's about 8 of them that I saw like kind of talk to each other, and they know that they have not beat the Packers enough to be able to even talk at all. They're living in fear, as they should be. The stats are the stats. The numbers are the numbers, people. Green Bay has won 14 of the last 17 games against the Bears. They are 49-16 since 92 when Favre took over. So I would be scared too, and I just want to let you all know, you should be scared. You absolutely should be scared. This Green Bay Packers team is, like, there are levels to this, and if the Bears skip this level, I'll be shocked. You don't just go from, like, ass to winning the North. The Packers have been consistently right there with Matt LaFleur. They've fallen short of the Lions. They've knocked that demon out the way 2-0. And I truly believe that the point differential, like, this is when you have to play consistently good teams like the Bears will have to at the end of the season. You get them twice, they're going to be exposed. Caleb Williams has a 57% completion percentage. Yes, they run the ball really well, but they are not what their record says they are. And I know that's going against what everyone says. I will be proven correct. And you should be scared, Bears fans, because they're all like, yeah, I'm not going to say much because if we win, then I'll talk on Monday when we come back from work. That's exactly what they're doing. Is they are living in fear because they know that the Packers literally own them. Not just Favre, not just Rodgers, but Love, because I'm not going to count week 18 where he played half a game.
The deed was handed down to Love.
When it comes to the Bears, it almost feels like, have you guys ever been to like a really, really, really nice place? Like a really highbrow kind of place. And
I haven't been to your house, so no.
I've been there once or twice. But every time I walk in there, it's like, ooh, this is too nice. I don't belong here. Huh?
Where did you say?
Anyone that's like super duper nice. I feel like that's what the Bears are experiencing right now. I feel like they look at themselves at the top of the division and are like, ooh, we don't belong here. This doesn't feel comfortable. This doesn't feel right. And that's where the fear is coming from. I don't think they've ever experienced what it's like since 2018, what it's like to be at the top of the heap, King of the Hill. You guys played King of the Hill, right? King of the Hill. And be what it's like being hunted. And I think now they're thinking themselves, maybe they're letting their heart out a little bit, thinking, oh my gosh, if I let myself buy in too much to this, I could actually have my heart be broken. When I've talked to the few Bears fans that I know, it's responded with a little bit of trepidation, a little bit of pause, not letting themselves get too excited.
Correct.
I think you're right. I think they're waiting for only if a victory will they come out in full force and say, ha!
That will be insufferable.
But then that you know if and when the Packers win, they're going to say, well, we just knew it. This is why we didn't say anything. Of course, it's a tale as old as time.
What if I asked you guys this? Do you like when the Bears are good? Because it makes for this game to be so much more meaningful and fun that I would say, yes, right now, mostly because, like, it's been forever that they've sucked. So, I mean, like, it's kind of good to bring them back up and build them back down. You want them down
as
forever?
As a Packers fan, what I love to see is I love when Bears fans are suffering. I love to see them just squirming and always mad, and I love to see how it always goes, the cycle, right? You know, the season ends, now off season. Who do they sign? Who do they draft? Who's the new coach? They get all this excitement. They tell you about, oh, this person's coming, and then during the season, they win a couple games, and all of a sudden, they fall off a cliff, and they have nothing to play for. Then they're in misery, and I love seeing that absolute cycle, man. I love seeing my enemies suffer. It brings me happiness, and it brings me joy. So watching Bears fans each and every year suffer is how I like things to be. And what's interesting is this, Brad, you brought up, you know, the fans and the way that they feel, because this is the problem. Fans feel like their team is an imposter. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. They don't know if it's real or not, so that's why they're not talking
That is the truth.
And trash talking is very different when you have something on the line. If the Bears were the regular Bears and they sucked, they would be talking right now, don't let us beat you. I don't know. We're going to do this. Think about that. Justin Fields, he's going to do all this. Caleb Williams, he's going to do this. Mitchell Trubisky, he's going to do this. Rex Grossman, he's going to do this. Like, they just go down the whole list of quarterbacks of what they think they're going to do. But it is so different at this point in time is because now they can't go into the game where this is their Super Bowl. If they understand, which they get now, they have something bigger to play for. They're trying to make the playoffs. They're trying to win the NFC North. And guess what? When too much pressure comes, either you turn into diamonds or you bust. And Bears fans and that team is going to bust on Sunday.
Well, even with that being said, though, Kyle, I like when the Bears are good. This rivalry, it's too meaningful, it's too important for the Bears to be that bad for that long. Now, I love the results, right? The 49-16 and 14-17. But those victories are a lot more fun and a lot more meaningful when you're actually beating a team that actually is respectable. When the Bears have been a doormat of the NFC North for so long, yeah, the victories feel fine, but it's too good of a rivalry. It's too fun when the Bears are good.
I'm disappointed in you two. You two are the elite athletes who played at elite level. You mean to tell me
against the best?
Nah, you like seeing your rival just sit there down in the dumps. You like kicking them when they're down and stomping them into the ground. What is this? How'd you make it to the NFL? How'd you make it to a high level of college football? Wanting to see other teams be good. Who gives a damn how good they are? Or you just know we want to put belt to ass every time we see them.
Is it better as a Packer fan for you if the Bears are good? Because I basically said in stints.
It makes it significantly more fun because if we're going to claim the greatest rivalry in football or the greatest rivalry in sports, 14 of the last 17 and a majority of them, a hefty majority of them, since 1992, which was 33 years ago, not really a rivalry when it's so one-sided.
Yeah, a rivalry could die if the Bears weren't
any good. Yeah, but it's been rejuvenated this year for sure. I mean, on Monday, it's already got that big game feel. You're already hearing Chicago fans chirping from down south like the little brothers they are. It makes it more fun. It's more enjoyable because when the ass-kicking inevitably comes for Chicago and Caleb Williams on Sunday, all that will be very quiet and peaceful for me.
I just love seeing them when they're down. I love beating them up anytime they're up, they're down. It doesn't matter. I love beating up on the Chicago Bears. There's no team I get more joy to watch it just absolutely in straight sorrow. There's no team I love kicking their butts more than the Chicago Bears. There's that literally goes to Bears and the Cowboys and everybody else.
But doesn't the when the Packers beat the Bears and it's meaningful? It's
so much care. Better.
Think about the 2010 Super Bowl run. They beat them in the NFC Championship.
That was the greatest games ever. That was great.
This next guest who will be joining us, David Kaplan of Cap and J Hood of the Morning Show on ESPN 1000, he will make you feel like Kyle, no matter what. He's going to say some outlandish things. He's like, you know what? They don't deserve to ever be good because he's so delusionally stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
That even Stroll would be like, maybe they should always suck.
Is Cap the one who owes us a jump in something?
I was going to bring that up with him.
Yeah. These are the guys who want to be good. These losers.
Victory Monday is brought to you by Callen. From kitchen and bathroom remodels to Infinity by Marvin fiberglass replacement windows, Callen makes your home feel like a win. Request your consultation today at callcallen.com. We talked to our first guest that is a delusional fan of the team to the south of us, David Kaplan of ESPN 1000. He's going to say something stupid. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I don't value that.
You don't value much. You don't.
That's not true.
No, that's true.
You guys are coming at me a little too much.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It is a Victory Monday brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza with delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's, Urban Pie, and Screamin' Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer. Wow. On the Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776. I'm just going to say that's a little too long for me to be able to read on the air. But I'll read it during the break, Joel, in the 608.
Is Joel happy, sad, responding?
Look at how long that is.
Ooh, Joel, you wrote a whole essay.
That's
an essay, yes. Yeah. So joining us now on Kyle Brustin Nortman is David Kaplan, host of Cap and J Hood on ESPN 1000. He's bound to say something ridiculous about the Chicago Bears. And we will post it everywhere. Cap, what's going on?
What's up, Ben Brust and company? How we doing?
I feel like he does this every time. It's Brad Nortman and Kyle Wallace. Get it right, the guy from the South. That terrible Chicago Bears team.
I have a ladder over here. Do you want to borrow that so you can look up at us in the division?
Oh, cool, wow. cool.
That's not how that
place
works.
Before the season's over. That's great. That's what
they'd be on the ladder, and we would be below the ladder. Didn't he do the joke backwards?
No, we would need to be on the ladder to climb up.
Yeah.
We're behind them, Stroh. Yeah, Come on, man.
Where'd you go, Wisconsin?
Yeah, it was Stevens Point.
Yeah, even better.
Exactly. By the way, before we jump into this week, you are a fraud. You did not jump into Lake Winnebago in the freezing cold temperatures when we made a bet. So
he's the Bears. Fraudulent.
Whoa. First of all, we split last year.
Here we go.
And if I owe a jump in the lake, I believe I said to you, you got to do it with me if we beat you.
We literally
we did it in
oh
Lake
my
Michigan.
Gosh. The man can rewrite history at the best of them.
Oh,
we jumped
God.
In Lake Michigan.
You owed us a jump in Lake Winnebago
in the freezing weather.
Okay.
This was two years ago. This wasn't last year.
Yeah. Hey, Sparky, I'm coming up to Oshkosh on Friday, and I'll be there till Sunday, and then I'm driving to Green Bay for the
I'm having deja vu. I feel like he said the exact same thing last time.
It does sound familiar.
Now's the perfect time to do it, though.
Make sure you send Cap a link or a MapQuest or whatever the hell these old folks use to get to Lake Winnebago so he can find his way to jump in.
Since my house sits on Lake Winnebago, I will jump in there on Saturday. Cool. I'll have my wife film it, and I will send it to you, and you can boost your ratings.
Oh, wow.
Perfect.
There we go. See, now you got it. But now we also have you on tape again with the promise. Now, will you deliver?
If I owe it, I will pay it. I'll be the first guy to do it. I will jump in the lake this weekend. If I owe it. Do I owe you that?
Yes, you do. And we'll dig up even more evidence for that later as Cap joins us on Bears Week of ESPN 1000.
Cap, what is it like to be Ben Brust, who was a huge Bears fan, and then he scurries up to Madison and he goes, oh, I can get a job and be a Packer fan. I'm in.
It feels really good because the Packers have won 14 of the last 17. They've won 48. I think they're 48-19 since 1992. So honestly, Cap, you don't have a quarterback. Like, you know this team.
Okay. You do worth $55 million. By the way, you know who's sending me messages? Keep it up, Jonathan Brust.
That's great. You guys can have a side conversation, but you can't honestly say that Caleb Williams gives you confidence the same day that Ben Johnson's talking about we're winning in spite of our passing game.
Yeah. We've also won, what, 8 of our last 9? We're number 1 in the NFC. He's finding ways. 5 times in the last 2 minutes of a game we're losing, he takes us down the field. Oh, and by the way, the throw to Cole Kmet to seal the game on Friday, which – I guarantee all you people up there at Cheese Country were puking when he made that throw. And our offensive line, look out, Sparky. You have no idea what they've unleashed.
Cap, you came on our radio show and you said that Caleb Williams is going to be second only to Michael Jordan in Chicago lore as far as athletic greatness. Now, I can chalk that up to just being hopeful, right? But now that you have a sample size, we'll give you this one opportunity to take that statement back.
I won't.
Oh, come on, Cap.
Because when he wins a Super Bowl in Chicago, he will be bigger than most anyone that's come through our town.
Cap, you don't
believe.
We've
had some amazing athletes.
You don't
Michael's
believe
at a different level, but he will lead the Bears to a Super Bowl victory. And when he does, he will be forever in our lore.
There's no way you believe what you're saying. So what you're saying is you believe that this Chicago Bears team that can barely sneak out victories, you're telling me that you believe this football team is a legitimate football team this year. You truly believe that Caleb Williams can lead you all to a Super Bowl this year? That
I didn't say they're winning it this year. We just take them.
Oh,
see, my athletic background is you take them one game at a time. We didn't go, well, we could beat Michigan and Illinois and all these other. We play them one game at a time. I think Ben would tell you, the great Bo Ryan, that's how he coached.
So you,
I'm just telling you that in Caleb Williams' career here, we will win the Super Bowl, maybe more than one, and the Chicago Bears, without a doubt, will be on a run that we have not seen since we dominated you in the 80s.
And like Kyle said...
He's an on-air host and he's a comedian. Wow.
I just can do it all. Like, Cap, I love you. I know you genuinely believe this, but you also genuinely can't actually believe that.
I do believe one, maybe two.
It's been 85. The guy has a 57% completion percentage. He's going to see Micah Parsons. He's going to poop his pants. This is going to be the perfect situation for you to know where you actually are at in the landscape of the NFL.
All I know is that as I sit here and talk to you three fine gentlemen, that the Chicago Bears have the number one spot in the NFC, and that you're looking
at
us.
I got this. Give us your spin on Monday. If the Bears win, the Bears lose. What are you going to say then, huh? Should I send you a ladder for Christmas?
No, I'd like to know how the game unfolded if we were to lose that football game, and then we get you back at our place on the 20th. I think we have a better football team than you do.
No, you don't.
I guarantee you
we have
a better offensive line than you do. I guarantee you we have a better run game than you do. So let's let the season play out. We go game by game, and we'll be there to compete on Sunday.
Cap, you didn't say quarterback, though. I thought you were Caleb Williams' guy. Are you willing to admit then that Jordan Love, far better quarterback than Caleb Williams? Because it's a quarterback-driven league, right?
How many years in the league now? 6?
I mean,
what is this?
third year starting.
Look at Drake May, though. Drake May's in his second year, and he's balling out.
Okay. What have they won? They haven't won anything yet.
They're doing
They have had a nice season that we'll watch them tonight. They may lose to the New York Giants tonight. Who knows the way this crazy league is. All I'm telling you is Caleb Williams is in year one under Ben Johnson, who with without a doubt in my mind, is the best coach in the division. You guys want to run your guy out of town, which is embarrassing looking at his record. I'm just telling you, my team will be there to compete on Sunday. Oh, and you guys have no idea you're looking at. Did you see how we dominated the Philadelphia Eagles? Or as Ron Jaworski put it, we got punked. Hey, I've never seen us dominated like that.
Cap, I give you credit for trying to find any and every way to try to build confidence in this team, because everything that you're saying is that, you know, if we can or when we see, so you just has no confidence. I get it. You have imposter syndrome, and it's okay. I understand being a Bears fan why you would have imposter syndrome, because this football team continues to fail year after year after year. Cap, I don't know how old you are, but you brought up the 80s. Were you like 20 at that time? Is that what we're bringing up, back when you were still a young man, wet behind the ears?
Probably right, when we beat your ass twice a year on and on and on. Have you guys had a great run? Absolutely. I know that if my franchise had been gifted two generational quarterbacks and each one only won one Super Bowl, I'd be embarrassed if I was you guys.
Yeah,
but
sure. I'm embarrassed with some Super Bowl championships, and I'm embarrassed making the playoffs all the time, and I'm embarrassed beating the Chicago Bears. How many times since 1994? 14
in
the last 17, and what, 46 and or 43?
49-16 49-16
since 1992. God bless.
Coach Ditka says, cowards and losers live in the past, and I just like the way our franchise is headed. I love our head coach, and you guys have no idea. This city's on fire about what's going on.
This is what I love. I can't wait the next Monday. Here we go. And once the season falls apart, I can't wait till the Bears don't make the playoffs. I can't wait till the crumble. It all comes crumbling down, and all of a sudden they're questioning Ben Johnson.
Last week, you said we had no chance against the Eagles, too. How'd that work out for you?
I can't wait till you all start pointing the finger at Caleb Williams, because he's the problem now, just like Justin Fields was the problem, just like Mitchell Trubisky was the problem. I can't wait till you all start pointing the finger again.
I don't think there'll be any finger pointing, because I think people in our town are over the moon about where this franchise is headed. And guess what? We'll be there to compete on Sunday. We'll see if you guys are ready to compete when you come to Chicago. And let's just see where we're at the end of the season.
Cap,
let's go game by game, as he says. But also, he's looking forward to Caleb having one, maybe two Super Bowls. I'm just confused. Are we going game by game, or are we looking ahead into Super Bowls?
No, I'm just telling you, when you asked me the question about where Caleb would be in Chicago sports lore, and I said when his career's over, I believe he will be a Super Bowl champion and that he will be a beloved guy in this town. Again, he's had, 12 games with Ben Johnson? It's going to take time. Does he need to be better? Absolutely. Absolutely. Your guy's in his sixth year. And don't hand me that BS. It's his third year as a starter. He's been in the NFL for 6 years with the same coach, with the same basic system. Our guy hasn't. We had a clown car of a head coach and assistants last year, and now we've got an adult in the room and the rest of the NFC, including you guys, because I tune you in. Little concerned, like, Chicago might have figured this out.
Man,
mark this stroke. 2 years from now, in 2027, we're going to be playing this back to Cap. I don't remember saying that. When we get
the bet he lost. on the Carbless Talk and Text line, like literally five or six in a row here, your quote from Mike Ditka, losers live in the past. How does that feel?
Cowards and losers.
Does that include people who only talk about 1985?
You didn't hear me bring up the 85 Bears. I said we had a great run in that decade, and then you guys have dominated since then. Guess what? We went out and hired the hottest name. He could have gone anywhere. He had Tom Brady trying to get him. Washington offered him the job. And you know what he said? This is his quote 2 weeks ago. I came here, I wanted to coach this franchise, and I wanted to coach that quarterback. So get ready.
Cap, you can't.
You fall for that?
You can't honestly tell me. Ben Johnson, he's done a pretty good job now, but in the locker room, shirt off,
pretty good.
You have to agree with me that that's a bad look.
No, actually, I didn't. I thought it was sensational.
Oh, wow.
Sensational.
Brad,
he's about helping people. He's going to feed the city tomorrow with free hot dogs at the Wiener Circle. Where are you guys going to? The VFW Lounge?
He picked clearly the highest quality food he could possibly imagine to feed the city of Chicago.
That's it. Get ready.
I don't even know what the VFW Lounge is.
I don't know either. It's probably somewhere next to his lake house in Oshkosh.
That's probably right. Probably right.
I'm just telling you, you guys have no idea. Give us your final word, because really why we're bringing on as many people as we can from our great sister station of ESPN 1000 is just to let them say things so we can replay them all on Monday. So the floor is yours on the way out here, bud.
We'll be there to compete on Sunday, and I don't think you guys – I think Matt LaFleur does because he's smart. I don't think you guys have a clue what type of team is rolling in there. You have no idea.
Do the Bears win?
I think the Bears do win the football game. I think it's tight. I think it's a hell of a game. It'll be very cold there. It'll be absolutely what Midwest football is all about. I do think the Bears get to 10-3.
Yeah, your 6-point point differential this year has been so dominant, Cap.
We're 9-3. Take that ladder and look up at us.
And Cap, do the Bears win the division?
I do believe the Bears win the division.
Okay, let's see how far we can go. How many playoff games do the Bears win?
I have no idea. I don't even know who we're playing.
Game by game. That's our guy, David Kaplan. Cap.
That's it. One at a time, man. We get done playing the Packers, we'll look on to the next one. But I will be there at the Tundra Trio on Sunday, ready to roll. You going to be there, or are you going to be a little too chilly for you, Ben?
I'll be nice and cozy at home. I don't want to see any of your bald headed nonsense.
I'll be there ready to rock and roll, man. Ready to go.
All right, everybody. If you see David Kaplan, chirp him. Don't give him that Packers nice. Like, you know, let's rattle this dude up a little bit. Thanks, Cap.
One call, Gruber Law. That's it. It's what they're going to need. Bring a platoon. Let's go.
Okay, that was funny.
That's good. That's good. That's David Kaplan.
That was the only non-delusional thing he said.
What a banger.
Someone gets me, I'm going one call, that's all.
That's the only non-delusional thing he said.
A lot to digest.
This is why I can't stand Bears fans.
This is what I said before the segment when we had asked, do you like when the Bears are good because it makes the game more meaningful? I said, Cap's going to say something that's going to make you wish they just sucked all the time.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I might take it back now. The whole Bears being good thing.
No. No, I'm not taking it back. That was sensational. You know how good that's going to sound in my montage on Monday?
They're just so delusional. At 5-7, they'd be saying the exact same thing. That is the thing. These fans are absolutely delusional.
That is so true. They could be 9-3. They could be 500. They have one win on the season, and the dialogue would sound very similar.
This is their Super Bowl.
Unending delusional hope.
And what I loved is he always kept saying, you know, oh, you know, we're going to compete. We're going to be competitive.
The way that you said the Green Bay Packers and this football team is the amount of times that he said compete that interview.
We're going to compete.
I also liked that he kept calling you guys Sparky. That's the thing. But that's also one of the names of his dogs.
Yeah,
like he has a dog named Sparky.
Term of endearment? Or is that it more must, of a,
yeah, I wanted
like calling
to ask,
somebody Bud?
How do you guys feel about being Ben Brust and Company?
I also don't – I still don't – I know he tried to bash Wisconsin education, but if they're on top and we need to look up at them, we don't need a ladder. We could just look up. I didn't understand the ladder thing. I was really
climb
hung up
to
on
get
that.
To them, I guess.
Is it like we're on different platforms of sorts?
I could still look up if you're on stage.
Donkey Kong
when
style?
When I go to a concert, I'm looking up
okay,
at the stage.
Okay, you're Big J journalist over there. Take it easy.
I was really hung up on it.
Let them have their little week of happiness, and now that they believe they're a real team,
again,
they beat the Eagles. Let them have it.
The goal of this entire week is to have one guest that just says something so ridiculously stupid that we can relive it for a long time together. I want you to tell us about how Jordan Love protects himself.
Oh, absolutely. If you're looking to protect yourself like that offensive line protects the Green Bay Packers, that is American Family Insurance. And American Family Insurance, since 1927, have been committed to making life better with outstanding home and auto protection. Also, you're free to enjoy your dreams. Visit AmFam.com today, and you can find an agent instantly near you. Yep, you go to AmFam.com, and all you have to do is search, and you can contact them or find an agent near them, or you can click Get a Quote, and you can find a quote near you. Whether it's car insurance, home insurance, renter's insurance, life insurance, they have you covered at American Family Insurance. So always remember, insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Visit AmFam.com today to get a quote instantly online to protect you and your family.
Oh, man. Don chimes in with probably the best text on the Carbless Talking text line. David Kaplan of ESPN 1000, who just joined you guys. This guy even beats Kyle in flip-flops. He does it in the same sentence.
That's good.
Ding, ding, ding.
When I flip-flop, I flip-flop with a team that's good.
To your credit, yes, you do.
This is a team that is having a good season. They're finding a way to win, but they will be exposed come Sunday.
Shout out to David Kaplan for that. And then shout out to our next mystery guest in a pre-recorded Bears fan take of the day. We have
got more of this.
Just one more. And then we get to Matty LaFleur, Jason Wilde, the Green Bay Packers. But off of that, you need this. I don't even know what this person says, but you know it's going to be good. Trust me.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I put my card in. I pump. When it clicks, I pull it out. I put it away, and I move on to my own.
That's what she said. Thanks, you. Thanks so much, old T.
She pumps and moves on with her life.
Take it out, put it in, moves
that's
on
That's what
with
she
life.
Said.
Come on, Kyle. Keep up. That's Packers Hall of Famer. That was one of my better ones, and he's confused.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Victory Monday here on Kyle Bruston Nortman's brought to you by Callen. From kitchen and bathroom remodels to Infinity by Marvin fiberglass replacement windows, Callen makes your home feel like a win. Request your consultation today at callcallen.com. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Bradley Nortman. Packers take care of business, winning their second straight divisional game. They try to make it three in a row this Sunday against the Chicago Bears to take over first place in the NFC North. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. And you can get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Now, we have a lot of people around here, as you probably do in your life, that are, you know, the Bears fan that you know that have been pretty quiet over the last, you know, since probably 2018 when they made the playoffs, like 8-8, I think it was, something like that. Haven't heard much from them, but you're hearing them a little bit more. So we'll go with the Bears fan take of the day from someone in our office this week so you can get a pulse of what the delusional fans are thinking.
Oh, man, it's Bears Packers week. And you know what the best part about it is? Who would have ever thought the Chicago Bears at 9-3 would not only be atop the NFC North, but the entire NFC? And at this point, man, still, we're playing with house money. This is money my dad gave me to play poker with. This does not matter. Ben Johnson's first year, the defense is beat up. Caleb Williams still getting better. This team is nowhere near as good as they're going to be in the next 5 to 10 years. Meanwhile, the Packers, you gave up how much for Micah Parsons? You paid how much to Jordan Love? You got to at least make the NFC Championship this year to make this season a success. All the pressure is on the Green Bay Packers. Kyle Strofe, I could see it on your face right now, how scared you are. Oh my gosh, it's going to be a good one. I mean, it's already a win right now. I don't even care what happens during the game. The fact that Kyle, you and Strofe right now, oh, so scared. That's just a win for me in itself.
Wow.
House money, huh? We're already building excuses.
Now you know what it's like when I listen to you building qualifiers.
I mean,
I wrote qualifier to the loss already.
I wrote excuses down.
I mean, they don't truly believe that this is it. The difference for me is when I looked at my team building, I actually saw my team building something. This Chicago Bears team, they literally can't build anything that's sustainable. I looked at a program or a football team that was able to build sustainability. They don't know what sustainability looks like. They have years they go up, and then they go down for a while, and they pop up, and then they go back down. This is just an up year.
I thought you don't like roller coasters.
Oh, that's why I'm not a Bears fan. I'm a Packers fan. Consistent.
So that obviously is one of our teammates who's trying to get under your skin, who I
did
a horrible job.
Are you guys a little bit rattled? Is he accurate and a little bit nervousness?
House money
Sunday?
Does not rattle me. This is house money. I mean, he has no expectations whatsoever. Why
what
would
are you
I
saying?
Be?
The Chicago
what are you
Bear-
sipping on tea for over there?
The Chicago Bears fans are saying that.
No, those are tears, Benny. Bunch of whiny brats.
It's well said.
Yeah, it did sound like he was trying to actually like be something that he's not, which is like the imposter that we've been talking about that every Bears fan is right now.
Between him and between Cap, you can just hear in their voice uncertainty, lack of confidence, already building an excuse.
They know their team is fraudulent. They can't believe they beat the Eagles last week.
It's time now to let the OG. When Jordan Love didn't even believe in himself, Mark New Berlin was there. Mark New Berlin said there was a Ferrari in the garage
800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Mark in New Berlin, the floor is yours.
Happy Monday! Now, who? My blood is boiling. Who is this David Kaplan, David Scraplin? He should be on ESPN Alaska. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Did you notice he didn't talk about the Ferrari Jordan Love? Did you notice he didn't talk about the Lamborghini number one Micah Parsons?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't say that. He was too scared.
If he can catch Jared Goff, he can catch Caleb Williams.
Absolutely.
So I'm telling you, they're in for a hurting. You know, he's bringing up all this stuff, but he didn't mention the Ferrari's ready to roll. The Ferrari's hitting on all cylinders. You've seen it Sunday.
Yeah, you are.
Seen it Sunday. It was beautiful. It's like watching a Formula One race. It was an orchestra. Mm. Now, and this guy, David Scraplin, they're going to win. He's talking to Jonathan Brust. Where do we find this lunatic?
In the land of lunatics, not the land of Lincoln.
And get a bet going. I want you to get a bet going with him.
I did too, but he didn't deliver,
the
Mark.
Win. No, he's going to put a big G on his bald head.
Mark, you're the
That's
best.
The bet.
David Scraplin.
Should have said David Craplin.
I actually like David. David Scraplin's better than Craplin. Yeah,
he's just grabbing for scraps. Yeah. That's all he's grabbing for.
We got a Ferrari and a Lamborghini now.
We really
wow,
do.
What a garage.
My big takeaway from that call was we've had a Ferrari, now we have a Lamborghini too. The garage, and you said we had a Bugatti in Matthew Golden, but a Bugatti in training.
Yeah, the Bugatti's still in the shop a little bit.
As he is hurt right now. All right, we'll get to you on the other side, 800-990-3776, Carbless Talk and Text Line. Plus, we're going to hear from Matt LaFleur from his presser. As if you don't remember, Ben Johnson called out Matt LaFleur in his introductory presser for the Chicago Bears, which was really weird and cringe. It comes full circle coming up next in 2 minutes on Kyle Brust-Norton.